some point?
What?
Are we going to get back to the Nefesh HaChayim at some point?
No, not necessarily.
Oh, okay.
I don't commit myself to Nefesh HaChayim. That's just the springboard here. The Bema is to try to understand some of the things. You know, I have to say, just to answer your question, of course we'll get back to Nefesh HaChayim and we'll finish it in your session. I've been through the Sefer, I say this in shame, not in boastfulness. I've been through the Sefer probably 20 times without understanding it. The Nakuda is to really be ma'ayin into the concepts and turn it into life. That's the Nakuda. So I last week I said I thank everybody for their patience while we do go through this exercise, but it's very difficult. So the Nefesh HaChayim says just before, what you have in front of you, I hope, is the a chapter from what I took out of the Ein Ayah, which is Reb Cook on Brachos. In my technological brilliance, I was able to get it onto a sheet of paper. But let's go to the Nefesh HaChayim first of all. Remember what we're learning about. We're learning about Hiskashrus. It simply means there's the Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. Different parts. It starts from the goof, starts from where our feet are, and goes all the way up to the Shamayim, up to Yechida. I happened to have a conversation with a Makubal on Monday, and he was saying that it's not good enough. You have to get to the Ein Sof. Guf, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida, where Reb Tzadok says we don't even know what that means. So in his meditation, he's a chash of a person. He says, we're still in the Cholol, he told me. We're still, you know, we're not reaching the Ein Sof. Okay. I don't know if we're reaching the Ein Sof. But I don't know where we're reaching, but let's just understand the basic thing before we go deeper. We've said a number of different aspects to this with the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, that we have to see ourselves as attached to Hashem, as attached to the Shemayim, as attached to the higher world. And that means two things, meaning two directions. One direction is up and one direction is down. So you can sort of, if you wanted to imagine, this is not the way it is because it's just a picture to imagine, but you could imagine the way the Arizal puts it at the beginning of the Ruach Chaim Vital, the beginning of the Yetzer Chaim, that there's a kav of or, just the way, it's a mushal, it's just a way of imagining. There's a kav of or, and the or comes into my, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it goes into my Yechida, into my Chaya. My Yechida means my Yechidius, me, the beginnings of me, into my Neshama, into my Ruach, into my Nefesh, my Guf. So like imagine if you were, God forbid, struck by lightning in a good way, or you're watching one of those cartoons where all of a sudden, like, I'm all lit up. So in other words, that Kav of Or is coming through me, and I'm completely the Or Hashem shining through me. Nice idea. Moshe lo yada. Moshe didn't realize ki koran or ponov. This was the Or Hashem, the Or of the Kav that was coming through. It's a mashal. It's not going to be a light per se. Just like if you see, I don't know if the light that was coming from Moshe is also a light. I don't know that it's a light. I don't know. I never saw.
You could photograph it.
What?
You could photograph it.
I don't know. So I don't know if it'll come out on the. We've all probably been zocha to see a tzaddik where there's an or of their panim, you know. I always say like the I'm a cotton, you know. But I remember when I saw Rav Moshe Feinstein the first time, and I've seen many gedolim, but I remember seeing like this or mavrik, like it was just like literally shining. It was like an interesting. You know, the man was cool like Torah. If I could see it, it means that it wasn't, so could you pick it up in a camera? Can artists get it? It was a certain shine. So that's what we're learning. The up is the harder part for me in terms of a meditative state, if you will. Because to say that I'm bringing my, whatever I am, up, I don't know how that looks. That's a harder thing. That's a bigger avoda. So that's actually the avoda that we're learning today. And I mentioned the following, that the Gemara says three opinions. The Gemara says, Asir lahanes min olam hazeh b'lei bracha. You're not allowed to have hanah from this world without a bracha. And the Gemara gives three opinions why. And I mentioned that I couldn't find anybody other than myself and Rav Kook that's omed on these three lashonos kilu. It's a machlokes. The first reason is that kol hanena min olam hazeh b'lei bracha kilu mo'al. It's an isser of me'ila. The second is kilu nena mekotche shomayim, which, if you read it quickly, is just redundant because you're mal and kotche shomayim. Like, what's the difference? And the third shot is kilu goizel me hakadosh baruch hu mekneses Yisrael. It's like you're doing a ma'aseh of gzela. So if you're eating without a bracha, either you're ma'al, or you're nena mekotche shomayim, or you're goizel me hakadosh baruch hu mekneses Yisrael. Kneses Yisrael means a shechina. So it seems redundant, and it needs a hesber of three approaches to the exact same thing. But what is the pshat in me'ila? What's the pshat in nenemi kutshe shemayim, and the pshat in gzela? And what I said so far, which I think has a lot of emes to it, is that one thing is clear from a lamdusha point of view, that me'ila is a din in the gavra and kutshe shemayim is a din in the hekta, meaning me'ila is something I do. It doesn't affect the chayfetz per se, or it's not about how it affects the article in front of me, which is hektish. Nenemi kotshe shemayim seems to be a different dagesh. Forget about you and what you do. You're mechalel hektish. If you take kutchim and turn it into kutchim kalim, so that's nenemi. That's a meila. But what you're doing is you're changing the heftza. You're taking a bite. You're taking the shemen from the ner tamid and putting it into your salad. So nena mikotche shemayim is you're being machaser the oil gufa. But it's not about what I do. And then the third shot is it's a gezel. Okay, it is gezel. It is gezel. Gezel from who? Gezel from the shechina. Mehakadosh Baruch Hu. And we talked about this at Barichus Kuchabrichu Ushchinte. Kuchabrichu Shchinte. I don't want to go over everything, but in other words, the whole world is suffering because it doesn't have the hektish that it's supposed to have. So, look inside here, please. So, a woman in the hospital is sick. I told her that we have a chabur of tzaddikim here that come together. It should be mispalo for Riva Sara Dina Basleya. We have a refuah shalema. I'm going to go through this a little bit fast, but a little bit slow. I mean, I just want to. So he says like this: Tana Rabbanim. We know the Gemara. Says Rav Kook, Isser hu mitzad. What's the isser of eating without a bracha? That's the question. What is the isser of eating without a bracha? This is the only Gemara in Shas which talks about it. The isser of eating without a bracha. One amud in Shas, one little piece of an amud in Shas, as far as I know. Ha'isr hu mitzad, Pashut Pshat is that the Isr is mitzad ho'eder ha'karas ha'toiva. Shu yisayt avaydas Hashem yisbarach. Al-kein, asir ladam shi'ana b'lai bracha. Pashut Pshat is, why do you have to make a bracha? Say thank you. That's the way we learned it actually in school. Say thank you. Say thank you before. Say thank you after. Hashem is giving you something. Say thank you. Ha'karas ha'toiva, which is not a bad pshat. Because who yisoid avoidas Hashem yisbarach. That is a yisoid. Gratitude is a yisoid. And I pointed out a couple of weeks ago, if you recall, or a couple of shiurim ago, that hakaras hatoyev is not just like have derech eretz. Thank you. That really creates the alignment. Because if I say I'm grateful, so that means I'm ready taking it away from myself and putting an imodelecha. I'm putting it up on a higher level, and the yishtalshlus can begin. Gratefulness is a very big thing. It's a big yisoid in avodas Hashem. Not just to have derech eretz, but to connect to the emes. That's what gratefulness is. To connect to the emes. How many relationships would be better if we just connected to, if we had hakaras hatoyev? Hakaras hatoyev, just to be grateful. But that's not what we're saying. Omnam, however, yesh oid ladas, and try to follow with me because every word is important. Omnam yesh oid ladas, You should also know, Shekol ha'anoi sheba'olam, lo yimales tudasam kiyim b'yoysam mishtamshin la'anoha musheres ha'musaris. Shehidas elikim ba'aretz. Let's talk about hanah, and we have to know that every hanah in this world, think of the hanah of food, think of the hanah of scenery, think of the hanah of reyach, think of the hanah, every possible hanah of nachas from your children, every hanah of the high you get after you do exercise, every hanah. So what is hanah for? Why do I have pleasure? And the pleasure is kol ha'anoy sheba'olam lo yimaleis tudasam. They will not reach their intended goal. Kiyim b'yoysam mishtamshim la'hanah ha'musharis ha'musris. Unless they are used, unless you're having that hanah for the purpose that they were given, which is shidas elikim ba'aretz. Now, it's important that we don't, I always say this, but I think in Limud, it's important that none of us, including me, fall into what we already know, because then we stop reading. In other words, like we've all heard a lot about our relationship or how our relationship is supposed to be to the world of Gashmius. So we just fall right into that. But this is much more nuanced than that. Meaning, what I mean to say by that is that, like, in yeshivas, they talk about the two drachim, the derech of Nevardik is to do without Gashmius. You know, like you see Rav Steinman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, until he was 100 and something, never sat on a chair with a back. You know, just sat, there was complete lack of anything extra in his whole world. The Chazon Ish was like that. That was a derech. On the other hand, you see tzaddikim, great rebbes, with a silver cane and with opulence, and it's almost like malchus. You know, there's a good Lubavitch Rebbe driven in a brand new Cadillac every year. You know, it's not to judge what's good or what's bad. It's obvious, but there's obviously two different drachim. Nevardik, Slabotka, Chasidish, Litvish, however you want to touch it, but that's, we need to get deeper than that, you know. I think we're also mixed up, the Mesil Sisharim says that the Nisayan of Ashirus is much bigger than the Nisayan of Anius. So what does that mean? It's harder to be wealthy than it is to be poor. You know, I'll take that in a saying. The truth is, most people are not so worried about that. but we have to understand what it means. It doesn't mean that in any way. It doesn't mean that Ashiris is a bad thing. I want to say one more hakdama before we learn what he says inside. We want to read fast. Like we need to understand that if you read through the Chumash, if you read through the Tanakh, what's clear is that bracha is a good thing. You'll do the mitzvahs and you'll follow the Torah. Hashem will give you rain and you'll have crop and you'll have opulence and your houses will be full. It's a good thing. There's no Pirush Rashi there that says, and stay away from that. This is bad. Or the Nisayan is very big. The Nisayan might be big. But it's a good thing. When the Navi, Elisha, blessed the Isha Shadamas, he blessed her with Gashmius. V'hayu shamaya tishmol b'tzvaysay, nasati b'taritzach amita. It's Gashmius. Right? Bracha, b'chol, aitzarcha, mole. This is bracha. And the lack of bracha is a negative thing. You see, Yaakov Avinu, Avram Avinu, they left Eretz Yisrael because they didn't have money. They went after the whole Lech Lecha and everything else. Okay, Hayarav Ba'aretz, and they went to Mitzrayim. We're not all running to Egypt, even though the Egyptian prime minister just said that he's happy to open shuls for all the Jews to come to Egypt. Don't do this. don't trust him. But who runs to Egypt? The answer is that to the Avos Ha'olam, the Gashmius wasn't it wasn't a curse, and it wasn't even a necessary thing. It was the bracha that they were davening from. So like, it's krum on his deity to think of abundance. If you see a person who's very, very wealthy, he's blessed. If you're very wealthy, you're blessed. That's a blessing. I, Rav Steinman, sat in a chair without a back. Okay, maybe you don't have to use that bracha for personal needs so much, but to have bracha. So Rav Yehuda Nasi, you know, if you go to, you could go visit in Beis Sharim, you know, his home, his mansion, Rav Yehuda Nasi, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, you can go there and see where they've decided, not just his kever, but you can actually see his Beis Medrash and his Sanhedrin and his home. I mean,
where is it?
Beis Sharim, Central Israel. it's no, it's in Puri. It's a Puri. Beis Sharim is right here. Go there. It's something to see. It's beautiful. It's beautiful to go there. And it's you can see the way, you can learn a lot about Hilchos Kavura, and you can learn. But what you can learn is that how Rebbe lived was like a king. I mean, that was the White House for the Jewish people that lived in Israel at that time. That's where the Romans came to visit him. That's where Rebbe was an usher gadol, Rebbe Noach Kadosh. Even during the times of the recession in Eretz Yisrael, there was no rain, everything was really so difficult. He was giving out tzedakah checks. Rebbe Hayu Mefarnes is Talmidei Chacham. He wanted to keep Torah alive. He was Mefarnes Talmidei Chacham. And that yet, when he died, and you look at the opulence, you can see it. I mean, it's a couple thousand years old. It could use a shiputz, but it's a if you can see the obvious opulence that was there, the amount of land, the gardens, everything. It's still there. It's a pella. But when he died, he picked up his hands and he says that dalachem shloin lanisi afilu meetz b'ktana. I never had anah from any of those gashmis. So, come on, what does it mean? He had, but he wasn't. So we need to understand that nuance. But the point is, the opulence he had, and he was happy about it. It was a bracha. That's the important thing to, I think, chap that we get confused about. So it could become bad. It could hurt you, like every good thing. But you know, the Gemara says, "Bayis na marchiva darcha shalado." Kalim noy marchiva na isha na. These are things that are, it's good. You're in a better place. You're in a better place with these things. You should be mismel. How many of our tefillos are for parnasa and for, you know, it's a good thing. But okay, so now with my pro wealth, not to be confused with the like there's like a branch of Christianity, Lahabdul, that's like holding that, you know, whatever bounty God gave you, like, enjoy it. That becomes like a Roman thing. Like, enjoy it. That's what you have. You should enjoy it. Of course you should enjoy it. But everything has to be, like the Rambam says, that you shouldn't live above your ability. You shouldn't live below your ability. You should live according to your ability. So it means to say that just like it's a little bit ma'us to see somebody who's not a rich man living like a rich man, because you know he's going into debt and he's hurting. For what? Why are you doing that? It's also a little bit ba'us to see a person who's a rich man live like a poor person. Said, I'm not oppressed. They live like according to what he's supposed to live.
Why? Ram says, he finally says,
yeah, okay. Okay, that's the only time with your wife and kids. But yecholta doesn't mean that you have to. The Rambam says clearly, a person should live like according to your means. Figure out what your means are. That's the kind of house you should have, and that's the kind of car you should drive, and that's how you should live. That's the kind of food you should eat. You should live below your needs. You should love your needs. Having hanah from it is a different edel a thing. So he says as follows. Let's run. Ibkeg hanena b'loy bracha. So every piece of gashmius, every iPhone, every piece of paper, everything that was brought into this world has a ya'ad, a yiud, has a destiny. I didn't mean destiny, I meant gold. Goal. Yad.
Goal or purpose?
Goal. Higanu el ha-ya'ad. A yiud is a ya'ad, meaning its goal is to do something. It landed in your hands. Now what? I caught the ball. So Imkein hanena b'loy bracha. If a person is nana without a bracha, mishtamish memrak l'tudas hanosei achomers. It landed in my hand, and here's our Rabbeinu HaKadosh. It landed in my hands, and I want to use it for my own personal pleasure. My own personal pleasure, meaning it's intended for one purpose. Why did Hashem give me money? Let's do it easy. It's not what I mean, but let's do it easy. Hashem gave me a lot of money, so give tzedakah, help people, whatever. That's easy. So it landed on my purpose. No, I'm going to take it for myself. Well, I say it's easy. It's too easy, because I think it's much more subtle than that. Everybody, it's much more subtle than that. But he uses it. Humachlif is tudas. Here's the yad. Metziusam. He's changing its purpose. He's changing its intended goal. The whole purpose of the world of the gashmius that I have is to make me into a greater spiritual character. And now I'm lowering their, I'm changing their destination by going to taking them to a place where they were never created for. And that's Shema Lumashada Tudasim. So Me'ila means, here's the part to underline here. Me'ila means Shema Lumashada Tudasim Ve'ein Me'ila Ela Shinui. Kedivre Chazal B'Me'ila. Me'achacha Sapsukim. Me'ila means you're changing the goal. Let's understand it. I take a cow, I'm bringing it to the Beis HaMikdash as a carbon, I get hungry on the way. Or or somebody offers me a good price for the cow, right? How much for that cow? I can't resist. I sell. So now I'm moving it from its intended purpose. That's me'ila.
It's on the chepsa.
It's on the gavra because we're talking about the cow. We're talking about that it was given for a particular purpose, and I did the avera of changing its purpose.
It also defines.
Of course,
every meal is
an hektish. But the dogesh here is that I, the gavra, have moved this away. I've unplugged it from here and plugged it in there.
That stems from a definition of hekdesh, which is purpose.
Harayama kodeshesli.
Miuad. Miuad is, yeah.
Okay, let's think about that. Umizeh yistayef. Yeah?
The key word here is rak. The fulfillment. Rak. You're allowed to use it for Yahana'ah. But if you use it only for Yahana'ah, so that's the problem.
Right.
Changing the
yes, I agree. The real key word is to make a bracha.
Right.
What does it mean to make a bracha? Of course I'm having it's birchas hanahedin, you have to have hanah. If you don't have hanah, it's a bracha levatola. To make a bracha on something you don't enjoy is a bracha l'batala. But what is the hanah for? That's the point. What is the hanah for? It's not that you're not having hanah. But what is this hanah for?
Did you underline these, or this is from...
The underlines and the bolds are mine. He didn't. No, he did not underline.
So he's already differentiating between nen and kod sheshamayim and me'ila. There's a clear differentiation.
Yeah, but it gets better. Mikol shekhen mikdusha chamura, l'kdusha kala. Obnam, ha'adam hurgal aleches achrei einav. Here's what we do normally. The person goes after his eyes, ulevaker, and gives priority, hanois hachushim. I need to eat this, I need to drink that, I need to smell this, I need to see that. Al kain, lo yis'orer klal l'hashlama haruchnis, because a person naturally, when left to their own devices, will take things to their lowest place, I'm enjoying that. And therefore, there's nothing, you've lost the big picture. That's me'ila. It's a deep me'ila. Do you understand this? In other words, it's a deep level of me'ila, where it's supposed to be for a certain thing, and I'm it's a waste of the gashmius that I have. It's a waste of the gashmius that I have. If you take it and you're using it for your own personal pleasure only, and your personal pleasure itself is only being used, it stops right there. It's a waste. That's not why Hashem gave it.
So does shinui is on you?
I made a shinui. Right. I have done the avera of wasting the product.
So it's impacted on me.
Is the wasting because it's lacking Hakar Satov?
No, he's going away from that pshat. I go to the Apple store and I buy a Mac PowerBook for $2,000, and I said, this will make a great doorstop. So I hold it there as a doorstop. It does. I mean, a good doorstop, not a good doorstop. It does. Okay, but you could buy a doorstop for 75 cents. You're spending $2,000 on a doorstop. So the answer is, like, it's a waste of a Mac, yeah? And if you buy this same computer when you could, and you're using it as a thing to sell it, send email with, you're wasting it. So until you figured out what you can do with this thing, you've wasted it. You've wasted it, and that's the meila. It's a new definition of meila.
So is that basically just saying that you basically, in the simplest form, you need to maximize whatever this thing Hashem is giving you, to its greatest, to its fullest possibilities.
Yeah. You see, I mean, the whole world is like that, right? We all have things, Baruch Hashem. But if you buy a 12-cylinder, whatever those cars are called, that start at $250,000.
I was thinking about it. And you can never go as fast as you.
Right. Hey, why do I buy it? Because I want to go to Shul. So I'm which is a block away. So Beseder, like Beseder, like it's you're using it L'shem Shabayim Kilu, but it's silly. Like, a lot of people that have those cars don't even drive them. Where are they gonna go? They're all dressed up, no place to go. Like, there's no place to go. You're gonna drive in your driveway out of your driveway. The main thing is, like, to see it, hello, whatever. But there's nothing. You're not using it for what it was intended. That's what I'm saying. You're not using. So that's the me'ila. I mean, we never called this idea me'ila. So what happens when you make a bracha? Let's just finish here. Okay, look. What happens when you make a bracha? If you take it for yourself, so lo yisara klal, it will not bring you at all lahashlam haruchnius to the real value of this item. Which is there in potential, which you can get out of every single hana. So this is a difficult avodah. It's hard to read, but it's even harder to do.
Underutilized.
Underutilized. So it means to say that if we I'm just working on this here, but if we focus for a couple minutes a day on the different hana'os that we have in life. I enjoy breakfast. I enjoy my children. I enjoy my house. Whatever you enjoy. You have different hana'os in life. If you just keep it for yourself, okay, I don't know. That's an end. That's the end. So it's a waste. That's underutilized, because that hana itself can be somehow has a different intended goal, and that's with that hana I can do something greater. What can I do greater? So, if the case of a car, simple, I can go join a speed thing. You know, the case of a computer, I can create. Who knows what kind of documents and pieces of art? What can I create with the hana that's given to me? And but I got, this is the whole sugya of Isser Hana. Like, there's some things you can't have Hana from. Hana from a reich of Avodah Zarah. Hana from, there's certain things that are Chometz on Pesach. There's certain things which are Isser Hana. We need to put in the background. What does that mean? Isser Hana. What does that mean, even? What is the omek of Isser Hana? But the Hana, just one second. I'm admittedly trying to understand the practical application of a very, very deep thing. That the hana, if I don't use the hana for what it was intended, it's over mila. So what do you do? Let's just finish the paragraph. I'm sorry, Shmuel. Yelech etzel chacham meikara. Okay, you make a bracha. A bracha is not shakol niyavidvar. That's not what a bracha is. A bracha is that I'm taking the thing, I'm thinking about it for a minute, and I'm saying, how is this enhancing my life in a way? Enhancing my life it is, but how is it enhancing my life in a way that I am doing more ladasas Hashem? I'm appreciating life more, I'm appreciating Hashem more, other people are appreciating the purpose of life through this item. The purpose of life. If you don't get it, says the Gemara, strange eitzah, yelech eitzel chacham mikar v'yolam dana brachas. Doesn't mean go buy the Art Scroll book on brachas. What it means to say is, if you don't get it, it means you didn't have a chinuch. So yelech eitzel chacham mikar v'yolam dana brachas. Go l'chatchila and give your children the chinuch to understand what the world of Gashmius is for. This is what we're talking about. This is a very, very important sukkah, because we're encountering it every second of every day. What is the world of Gashmius for? What was it created for? What was Hana created for? Is it just a cool thing? I have Hana. Think about it. Chabana. What's the Hana? What's it for? What do you do with that Hana? Mitchilas chinuchai. So this is a chinuch. Terem hiskabro of kishur hachushim lemashcham elav. Before the child develops a geschmack in their own personal use of the hana, teach them that hana has a greater purpose. Lemashcham elav biyosim mishuras hasecho batzadek aliki vilamdenu brachos viaskileu laadenus ruchai. Make ours and our children's ruach. Mu'udan. What's mu'udan? Edel. Delicate.
Adinut.
Adinut. Laharim karen b'yiras Hashem. Ad shirikshe ha'anos. This is the goal. This is the real goal. Ad shirikshe ha'anos haruchnius yagdimu tamid lahanois hagashmius. Vaz Yaskil Hetev is Tudas Hanos Vachaim Bechlal, Layavai Lide Milo, Bechol Drach of Yaskil. Kedivre Akosav, and you remember we learned from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Bechol Drachecha Deyehu. But Enoin Milvadai. Kedivre Bar Kaparashi, Parsha Katana Shakol Guve Tarek Tulienba. Kol Drachecha Deyehu, Bar Kaparas said, everything is that. Enoin Milvadai, everything is that. So without being 100% clear what we're supposed to do. What we do know, is that if I take the hana that was given to me, the benefit package that was given for me, let's call it like there's the mukhrach. You understand this, like food doesn't have to taste good. Hashem could have just made it like, you know, like a supplement. It doesn't have to taste good. Food doesn't have to smell good. Intimacy doesn't have to have any geschmack to it. Just do puravu, you know. Like, none of these things have to have hana. This is like a gift that Hashem put hana. Why? Okay, so one thing is, and have a karsa type for it, for sure. But, you know, one part of the hana is, makes a geschmack, very nice. But the other thing is that there's a purpose for this hana. It's reminiscent of what I said on Sunday, that Reb Chaim Brisker, the whole shaila, what is Birchas HaTorah? Is it Birchas HaMitzvahs? Is it Birchas HaShvach? Like, there's a lot of different kinds of brachas. What, when you say Birchas HaTorah? So he said it's Birchas HaNehanan. That's what Reb Chaim said. Birchas HaTorah is Birchas HaNehanan. He had such a gishmak in learning a Tosfos properly. The Hanav, getting the real pshat, you make a brach on it. It was tangible. You make a brach on it. Okay, it's hard to be there. Hana. Let's do one more paragraph. Next case. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Amar Rabbi. Kol anena min olam ilu nena mikadshe shamayim. Next man do Amar. Tzarech ha'adam listakel and hiri between the Gavra and the Chefza. Tzarech ha'adam listakel, you have to look at things. Shechutz mimashu mishana es hatachlis shel hanois. That's what we just spoke about. Besides for changing the intended goal of all hana, kfima shekivein bohem yoitzram hametiv hamiti yisbarach. Elishamaisa Hashem Vatuva Hem Dvarim Niskovim Ramim Yoyser Harbe Me'erach Adam Mitzadat Yosef Achum Yos. You following me? Jain Bahem Mitzad Atzmam Roimus of Dusha Me'ech Ye'arav Lavave Lehonis Mehem. So this is a different concept. The concept is that not just am I changing the goal of something that could be so special, I'm taking it for myself, but there's something else over here. I'm having hana from something which is not mine. It's not magia li, the gashmius in me to have this hana. This hana is for the ruchnius. You can have gashmius. You know, we're all adults. A tzaddik is with his wife, and lahavdol, a bum is with his wife. And they both have hana. But there's a difference. Such as a difference of dignity. But the difference is that the hana of a tzaddik is bringing two people together, and the achdus that it's created, and the how two neshamas, two half neshamas become one neshama, and even the physical part that we're giving each other pleasure. That's the hana of a tzaddik. The hana of a bum is a bum, so it doesn't have to be your wife. It doesn't have to be. It's just, you know, just a bum. You know, like, so it's a total abuse, like a behemoth. It's like a behemoth. Like, okay, let's do this. You know, but it's such a low place. So if I'm taking hana, which was made for ruchnius, and I'm using it for gashmius, so besides for me'ila, I have no right to use that hana. That hana is not for me if I'm using it for my goof. That hana was intended for the elite members of your body, which is your hana ruchnius. So he says, listen to the mashal. Think about using hektish. My salad shouldn't be using the oil from the Ner Tamid because my salad is not as chashuv as that giving light to the shul and giving kavod atayra. Like, what are you taking it for yourself? I love this mashal because it explains everything. You take the Sharbito Shomelach, right? So there's a big Rebbe here, and he has a cane, a silver cane. And you say, I can use that cane. I use that cane for a second. And you take the cane, and you start going outside to try to swap, you know, try to dig with it. Sharbito Shomelach, let's say you go into the Beis Medrash of a big gadol, and you see a beautiful chair for the tzaddik, and you sit in the tzaddik's chair. You're taking you're having a knob sitting in a chair. Maybe it's a comfortable chair. You're getting kavod. You think you are because you're sitting in the chair, but you're nena misharbito shomelach, and you're not a melach. So this is the mashal in the Gemara of nena mikatshe shomayim.
Chepsa.
It's in the chepsa. That's you see the difference, Rabbi Tzolk? You see the difference? In other words, it's not that I'm changing its goal. I'm using that chair for the wrong purpose. I'm using it I'm taking the Mac and I'm using it as a doorstop. No, this is I'm taking something Shalom Agiali. That's the Kadosh Shemayim. I'm abusing. I'm destroying Chefzei Shemayim. Sharbite Shemelach. Amnamima bracha, however, if you make a bracha, Bisaris Hatzada Ruchani Shiba Adam Lahaskil Lehetev. And I'm pulling out my spiritual side, Lahaskil Lehetev. Azhu Ram Venisa, I've exalted myself. B'chol Oilam Kedai Hulai. You can use whatever you want. You're a Rebbe here. In other words, you're entitled to use. This is a bit esoteric, but I hope it's kedai for you. But for me, it's kedai to try to understand the omic of what he's saying.
Integrating the chepsa.
Right.
The password to get into the.
If you're a spiritual person and that's where you're holding in life, Kol olam kedai hulai. All those hanas belong to you. They're your hana. It's my hana. Use it. So it must be that when Rebbe said, I wasn't nana, he means my gashmius wasn't nana. Everything here, you know, just look at it even politically. I mean, you know, the Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, who I've spoken about, learned about, written about, you know, one of the many books that someday I'm planning on writing is about Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. He was a gadol in the sense that everybody respected him automatically. He was a wealthy person. He was a dignified person. He was a his ashiris was with godless. Even if he didn't have any money, he had a certain presence to him. This is what you can see from all his interactions with Jews and non-Jews. There was a certain malchus that he had, and it wasn't personal hana, but his life was a life of malchus, which he used kulei l'Hashem. It was malchus. He got away with stuff. He wrote down the Torah. I mean, he got away with stuff. It was all malchus. It was a malchus. So this is what he said. You know, you can look at me and think that, oh, he's living the life of Riley over here. He's living off the people. First of all, he didn't live off the people. He made this money. This is all money that he made. But besides for that, it wasn't about my etzpa that was having the hana. It was about the Hashem gave me this to create something in the world which is beautiful for him. And he did. He did. It's called Eretz Yisrael. Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. You know that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, was the one who turned around the Hadrian decrees with his kavod. He turned around the Hadrian decrees. Hadrian decrees lasted from the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash until Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. And Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was able to switch that around. And therefore, there was a renaissance of Torah. So when we're talking about Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, so you go to Beis She'arim, where he might be buried, and go to Tzipori, where he might be buried. We're not 100% sure where he's buried. Probably in Beis She'arim, Agav. The one in Tzipori is probably his grandson, Yehuda Nasiya. Was a grandson of Rabbi Yehuda, because that's what it says there. That's my right. It says there Yehuda Nasiya, but people want to think it's Yehuda Hanasi, so it's Yehuda Hanasi. Okay, what's the difference? I mean, it's a Malkum Kaddish, you can say Tillim there, but I think that's Yehuda Nasiya. But if you go to Beis Sharm, you see the Malchus. That's what you see. I just took a bunch of kids through Kutzlaritz there, and I just showed them. I said, the palace of the king, this was the palace of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. The Gashmius here was Ruchnius. Gan Eden. Gan Eden, you know, the Gashmius was Ruchnius. Okay. The main thing is the next two paragraphs, so I hope that it's okay that Sunday we continue with this report. So keep the paper, please.